We're back with the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we're going to be completing our temperance lesson on obedience to the law. And then we're going to look at the review lesson and go over a little bit of some of what we have studied up to this point for this quarter of Sunday school lessons. And the devotional reading for that is going to be Psalm 105. You may want to get your Bible ready and turn and read Psalm 105 with us. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And as our last class came to a close, we were looking at Leviticus chapter 26, verses 14 through 20, about the curses that come with disobedience. Let me read Elam's notes to you about that passage. It says, these verses speak of the commandments, statutes, ordinances, and covenant of God. Other passages speak of God's judgments, testimonies, precepts, word, and law. These are all embraced in the law or in the word of God, and are so called according to that which each one signifies. For a definition of each of these terms, it would be interesting to look them up and to explore them. But we get the idea. Commandments, statutes, ordinances, covenant, judgments, testimonies, precepts, word, and law. The very nature of what these things are called calls out for their obedience. If the children of Israel would not do that which God had commanded, the punishment which would follow would be in ratio to the privileges and blessings, which would be terrible. Terrible diseases, oppression by their enemies, and distress of soul. At this juncture, in the mercy of God, He would accept their repentance and stay the punishment. But if they would not yet hearken to Him, He would punish them seven times more for their sins. He would break their pride and power. He would make their heaven iron and their earth brass, and all their work would be in vain. In the remainder of the chapter in Deuteronomy 28, we read about these curses. The fulfillment of these curses is found in God's dealing with the Jewish race from this time of this lesson until now. Now that Sunday school lesson came to a close there, but at the very end, in some space that was left, there are these two rhymes, and one of them is called A Barrel of Whiskey. A barrel of whiskey. A barrel of headaches, of heartaches and woes. A barrel of curses, a barrel of blows. A barrel of tears from a world-weary wife. A barrel of sorrow, a barrel of strife. A barrel of all unavailing regret. A barrel of cares, and a barrel of debt. A barrel of crime, and a barrel of pain. A barrel of hope ever blasted and vain. A barrel of falsehood. A barrel of cries that fall from the maniac's lips. Maniac's lips as he dies. A barrel of agony, heavy and dull. A barrel of poison, of this nearly full. A barrel of liquid damnation that fires the brain of the fool who believes it inspires. A barrel of poverty, ruin, and blight. A barrel of terrors that grow with the night. A barrel of hunger. A barrel of groans. a barrel of orphans' most pitiful moans, a barrel of serpents that hiss as they pass, from the bead on the liquor that glows in the glass. And then there's this little rhyme. A pledge we make, no wine to take, no brandy red that turns the head, nor fiery rum that ruins home, nor whiskey hot that makes the sot, nor brewer's beer, for that we fear. To quench the thirst, we'll always bring cold water from the well or spring. So here we pledge perpetual hate to all that can intoxicate. Now, that sounds like a fitting in to a temperance lesson, doesn't it? Now, we're going to review. These are the lessons for the first quarter, and this review lesson is intended for the Sunday schools of September the 26th, 1926. And it's a review about some of the early leaders of Israel, at least the first quarter of lessons about those early leaders. The golden text is Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. And the devotional reading is the 105th Psalm. So if you have your Bible, follow along. Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah. Call upon His name. Make known among the people His doings. Sing unto Him. Sing praises unto Him. Talk ye of all His marvelous works. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek Jehovah. Seek ye Jehovah and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. O seed of Abraham, His servant, ye children of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is Jehovah our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered His covenant forever. The word which He commanded to a thousand generations, that covenant which He made with Abraham, and His oath to Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a statute, for Israel to an everlasting covenant, saying, Unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and sojourners in it. And they went about from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, He reproved kings. He reproved kings for their sake, saying, Touch not mine anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. And He called for a famine upon the land. He brake the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold for a servant. His feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in chains of iron until the time that His word came to pass. The word of Jehovah tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the peoples, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princesses at his pleasure, to teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham, and he increased his people greatly, and made them stronger than their adversaries. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal suddenly with his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen, and they set among them as his signs and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness, and made it dark, and they rebelled not against His words. He turned their waters into blood, and slew their fish, and their land swarmed with frogs in the chambers of their kings. He spake, and there came a swarm of flies, and the lice in all their borders. He gave them hail for rain, and flaming fire in their land, and smote their vines also, and their fig trees, and brake the trees of their borders. He spake, and the locust came, and the grasshopper, and that without number, and did eat up every herb in their land, indeed eat up the fruit of their ground. He smote also all the firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength, and he brought them forth with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among his tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them that had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering and a fire to give light in the night. They asked, and he brought quails and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river, for he remembered his holy word, and Abraham his servant, and he brought forth his people with joy, and his chosen with singing. And he gave them the lands of the nations, and they took the labor of the peoples in possession, that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws. Praise ye Jehovah. That is the 105th Psalm. Now, the Elam's notes for this review lesson are only this. The only leader whose history is given in this quarter is Moses. But the history of this grand man of God is a most helpful and encouraging one. The sublimest thing in his character is his faith. This is concisely stated in Hebrews 11:24-30. But his work of faith extended from the day he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter until on Mount Nebo. Having looked over the promised land at the age of 120 years, and with eye undimmed and strength unabated, he died. This review should bring out what has been learned about Moses and the children of Israel during his life. Let me read to you from the list of the topics that we studied in this third quarter. These are the titles for those Sunday school lessons, and it will call to your mind some of the things the Bible teaches. We began with Israel enslaved in Egypt, then the childhood and education of Moses, and then the call of Moses, remember the burning bush, and the Passover, and the deliverance at the Red Sea, the giving of the manna, Jethro's wise counsel, and then the Ten Commandments focusing on the duties to God, followed by their duties to man, the tent of meeting that was set up in the wilderness, and the gifts made for the tabernacle, and then finally, obedience to law, that temperance lesson that we just had. Indeed, that has been a good series of studies, and we've learned so much from God's Word. Now, this is what is to come in the next quarter of lessons. Israel's journeying toward Canaan. The reports of the spies. Moses, honored in his death. Joshua, Israel's new leader. The evils of strong drink. It's another temperance lesson there. The fall of Jericho. Caleb's faithfulness rewarded. Joshua's renewing the covenant. Gideon in the 300. Ruth and Naomi. The boy Samuel. And then Samuel, the last judge. Well, we have great things in store for us as we continue these Bible studies. At the end of this review is another little rhyme, and I'll read that to you now. It's written by one Bessie McCafflin, and it goes like this. Let me be a little braver when temptation bids me waver. Let me strive a little harder to be all that I should be. Let me be a little meeker when the brother who is weaker, let me think more of my neighbor and a little less of me. Well, it's been a good quarter of lessons to study. The next time we gather together, we'll begin with a special feature when I am going to read another article on marriage from the publication Seek the Old Paths. So make sure you tune in and listen to that reading.